Hi there. The word for you today is, are you growing spiritually? In Galatians 6 verse 5 we read, every man shall bear his own burden. So, here is the first of three scriptures that you can use to measure your spiritual growth. The first scripture is, every man shall bear his own burden. The old saying goes, you're only young once. That's true. But you can be immature for a lifetime. Paul writes, 1 Corinthians 3 verse 1, the New Living Translation, I couldn't talk to you as I would to spiritual people. I had to talk to you as though you were infants in the Christian life. I had to feed you with milk, not with solid food, because you weren't ready for anything stronger, and you still aren't ready, for you are still controlled by your sinful nature. As a parent, you expect a higher level of responsibility and maturity from your teenager than you do from your toddler, right? And your Heavenly Father requires the same of you. Now, if you're still being defeated by the same old habits and hang-ups that you've struggled with, as a new believer, you need to seek God's help. If you're to fulfill your God-given destiny, you've got to grow into maturity. Instead of always having to be carried, you must get to the place where you can feed yourself spiritually, pray in faith over your own problems, and make spirit-led decisions concerning your life. God's plan for us is laid out in Ephesians 4 verse 14, again reading from the New Living Translation. Paul writes, we will no longer be like immature children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way, more and more like Christ. You know what? Spiritual growth must become your priority. Otherwise, it won't happen.